Welcome to the Haven of Bliss podcast.
Featuring
Wyatt
and Cutie-san.
Number two.
Named Tracy. Commence. So that's not just any fireplace, as you've guessed by the last podcast. It's the biggest fire we've ever made in our whole life.
It's going crazy.
Including almost three bundles of wood.
It was three
and
bundles
my knees
of wood.
Are like on fire.
You're going to get the fire burn.
I know. We had fire burn yesterday. There was like red patches and it was almost like
hives.
It was kind of like hives. I don't know what hives are really. But
yeah, I've had hives before.
It looked like lace.
Lace.
Like a red lace on your pattern on your legs.
We're good today. We had our toasty hot dogs and brats.
Oh man, they were good today. We're learning.
We are learning the prime fire locations.
We're getting much better.
I can roast a golden marshmallow in under a minute, pretty much, if I find the right spot.
Yeah, there's definitely a technique. There's the flames if you want to smoke it and make it black and char it. But if you really want to cook it on the inside, you got to get down where the glowing embers are and there's no flames. That's where all the heat is. Mm. Too hot for flames.
Where are we? Where am I?
We moved.
We did move.
Hundreds of miles?
Not quite.
Almost. Maybe a couple hours.
We are currently perched atop Lake Crescent.
Yes.
Formed by the glaciers, mythically supposed during the Ice Age.
More probably, it's just the snow accumulation
it's
on top of the mountains
Noah's
have melted.
Flood.
Yeah, left over from Noah's flood with all the animals. All the animals were created on the ark.
They've got this beautiful campsite.
This is, I don't know, I think it's a nicer campsite in many ways.
Overlooking the lake. Yeah, the trees aren't as big as they were in Ho, where we were camping, but we do have some moss.
The moss is actually more intense.
Yeah, it is more intense here. It's still alive, I think. It's not killed off from...
Yeah, it's kind of like the moss on dead logs you see back in Michigan, Midwest. Do they have that in Iowa quite a bit?
We don't have as much moss.
There's actually a lot of trees over near where you live.
There are a lot of trees
Not in Iowa in general, but around
like
Lake Red Rock.
Red Rock State Park.
Yeah. But our campsite is actually on a hill. It's like a steep cliff that goes right down to the water.
We walked down to the water earlier. It was a crystal blue, clear lake where you can see 60 feet down. Mm-hmm. So we might wait out there a little bit later because it's actually warm.
The water is actually pretty
warm. Even
though
it was formed by glaciers.
I mean, it's not like the hot springs or anything.
Mm-mm.
Which we'll get to.
The hot springs, so...
Well, before we tell them about our two-tiered campsite, before we, talk about the endless lake that we can see in the horizon, and talk about our amazing fire, maybe we should just start up at the beginning.
In the beginning?
In the beginning was the Ho
rainforest,
and we awoke in the midst of the thunderstorm.
The rain that did not cease since midnight. Probably.
It rained the whole night. There was no thunder, of course. It was a temperate rainforest, but it rained.
It did not stop, that we know of.
We slept like 12 hours because we kept waiting for the rain to stop.
Yeah, we got a later start.
So eventually we woke up at the worst time.
Yeah, it was pouring because we finally gave up because we figured it wasn't going to stop raining, and it didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad once we got going.
No, the forest is actually nice, and... It's hard to tell if it actually stopped raining or not because the trees are so big.
I know.
After it stops raining, then the wind blows and all the rain falls from all the trees and it still feels like it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
I had all these dreams about like bangs going on in the background.
I had a dream about a bear.
I think it was all because of the raindrops hitting the
Yeah, the raindrops is when all the craziness started for me in my dreams. But we slept well on our air mattress.
Yes.
That is the key.
Man, it saved us because our campsite was like pure
rocks.
Gravel.
Yeah, gravel.
Sharp gravel, too. That was really a detractor from that website. It was very beautiful.
It was beautiful, but I would like to bring a rake with me and rake out all the rocks before I put my tent down next time.
Well, we had a tarp and we had to put a blanket down underneath the air mattress to make sure.
Yeah, and I didn't feel any rocks after that, but...
That was a little bit cold at night, though.
We only had one blanket. Oh, well... It wasn't as cold as Grand Canyon, so...
At least you didn't steal all the blankets this time. Like Grand Canyon.
I know, you kept me warm.
I think my eyes are frozen in the Grand Canyon. I'm so warm!
I was in the middle. I had body heat on both sides of me there.
No, because my sister camped with us. Crescent
we rolled
Lake.
Out. When we thought we were going to go home because it felt like it was going to rain all day everywhere.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, we'll just stop by Hurricane Ridge and roll out the ferry home later today.
Yeah. But we got the Forks, and they had a ton of drive-through coffee huts.
They did. We were skeptical that there would be any, but they held up to their end of the bargain and had a few for a small town, 3,000 people.
Yeah. We went to the Mocha Motion.
Mocha Motion.
Yeah. The coffee was...
I thought it was okay.
Three out of five.
It wasn't as good as... The day before was like, perfect. So it's hard to
that place was also called a Mocha something.
Mocha something.
It was, you know, right by McDonald's.
Mocha Hut.
On the way in the Olympia. We had to drive in a little bit, but that place
was
really
good. Oh, you
got to
get Amaretto
coffee.
Double shot in the morning, so it's like your dessert, breakfast, and coffee.
I'm
going
to look up where that place is and try to post that. So, Tracy called from the Forks.
I did.
And they're like...
I talked to a very nice ranger.
What did you do? The Heart of the Hills?
He was actually stationed in Port Angeles. He's the entrance point there to Hurricane Ridge. So he pretty much was at Heart of the Hills. And he said they didn't have rain at all, and it was sunny there yesterday and today, and that the campsite was full, but that people would probably be rolling out. So we thought, oh, maybe it will get sunny.
Yeah. So then we got inspired.
We did get inspired. He was very nice.
Instead of being expired. And so we decided we're just going to stick to Plan A.
Plan A.
Which was to go to Soul Duck National
Park. Hot Springs. Yeah.
And we decided to camp at Lake Crescent instead of Heart of the Hills.
Lake Crescent. The campground is called Fairholm. I think it's the only one here. That's the Olympic National Park campground.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah, beautiful, especially if you can get
beautiful,
down...
Beautiful, on the water.
Down by the water.
You can even
man.
Camp down on the beach pretty much on the water, down the shore, if you want to walk into your site, or you can camp on the hillside overlooking it.
They have walk-in sites where there's no parking at your site, I think. I think you park in a parking
lot,
you have to and
carry
then there's just like generic parking down by the beach. But that seems to be like the best spot, actually, if you're willing to carry your stuff down.
You can hang out by the water a lot.
But we got really lucky. Someone pulled out of like one of the best spots in the park.
I think so. We did get lucky. It's meant to be.
So, yeah, it's a two-tiered campsite just outside of the fork that leads into the Soul Duck Hot Springs National Park.
Mm-hmm.
So it was ideal. Like, we laid down our tent, and then we backtracked a
So it was
half
not
mile.
Raining. It was nice out.
It was
so
sunny
we had
this morning.
Optimistic hopes for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
We dealt with the rain.
We dealt with the rain.
We're in Seattle, so we're learning to live.
So we tried to visit Soul Duck.
Yeah.
The entrance point to the Olympic National Park as well.
A lot of these national parks, you got to pay like 12 miles before you actually get into the park. And you have to drive like 6 or 7 miles before you get to the pay point.
I know.
So it's a good like 15 miles into where the main attractions are.
But at least you get the pass for the week. You don't have to pay every time you go in somewhere.
Yeah, we did do the 7-day pass. Which was a really good deal, I think.
Yeah, it was a good deal. I mean, Muir Woods in San Francisco, like I was telling you, was $9 a person every time you go in, so it's kind of
It should be some sort of discount for, like, just Olympic National Park, because it's, like, $50 for the National Park Pass. I didn't see how much it was now.
It was $30 for a year for the Olympic Park. So
yeah,
I bet,
just the Olympic.
Yeah.
It's like 50. It's probably gone up because that was like 2000.
I bet it's gone up.
But you can get a pass to go to all the national parks. Ooh, I can feel like my knees.
Oh, really?
My calves
my legs
have
up.
The heat from the fire coming out. We decided to burn all of our firewood. So that's what all that crackling is. And then you can hear the wind through the mossy trees.
The maples.
Yeah.
The firs.
Yeah. Not as many interesting animals like the last podcast where we had a woodpecker. And there's these weird chipmunks.
Chipmunks
that sing squeak. Really loud, like cicada almost.
I know, pretty much.
They're really loud. So anyways, we hauled down in the Soul Duck Hot Springs. S-O-L space D-U-C.
Yes. Just in case we're not pronouncing it right.
Yeah, which we probably aren't. There's also a river.
Yeah,
oh,
the Soul Duck.
Raining.
Whoops.
It's not actually raining. I think it's the wind.
No, that's the wind gust.
The trees.
It's protecting my microphone here.
Which is the other reason why we made a humongous fire. We didn't want it to go out if it started raining.
Right. Yes, the Soul Duck River, which was pretty. It was blue as well. So supposedly glacier streams coming down from the Olympics.
Yeah.
in the Olympic Mountains. We stopped off at a salmon hatchery. No, not hatchery. Just a salmon ladder kind of thing where salmon come back to...
It said salmon something
their,
and then it had a camera on the
lay
side.
Their babies, but it's not that time of year. It's more in September in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nice spot to view them there. It's pretty...
Yeah, it's an overlook of the river, and the river narrows.
It's rapids.
So yeah, there's rapids. Really dense rapid with the blue water, the teal blue water.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some rocks. So I guess what happens is the salmon, I think, swim upstream and then jump up the river there.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be
to go watch it. Ballard Locks has that,
yeah,
too.
You got to go in, like, August for that, at the end of the season.
End of the sunny season.
So we took a couple pictures and jetted out of there.
We did. We had high down. Hopes for the hot springs.
Oh, my gosh.
Smelled
especially
bad.
When we came into it.
I know, because we smelled that nasty sulfur smell, and we're like, oh, man.
Yeah, Tracy opened the door. I'm like, is that you?
I know. I couldn't believe you. It smelled really bad.
Well, if you've ever been to Yellowstone, those geysers just smell awful. I want to take Tracy there one day.
Yeah, we'll get there.
I remember one time I was going up to, like, the Rainbow Pond. It's like a 200-degree geyser, and you can tell how hot it is by the color of the bacteria. And this steam cloud rose up from one of the geysers and went over a little kid, and the little kid just, like, turned and went, and puked all over. It was, like, instant.
Gross.
Cloud, puke, cry.
Gross.
And the wife was like, Todd, which was her husband, come fix the stupid baby. He's crying again. I don't know what to do.
Oh, man.
My maintenance woman. Anyway, so there was a little stream that went into the hot springs that smelled just like that.
I'm and it like, had oh, some bacteria, like interesting.
Oh, it did?
It looked like it, didn't it?
I didn't look really
it
close.
It had some weird stuff in it. It looked weird.
I was so disgusted by the actual gross. Hot springs themselves.
Oh, tourist trap alert. Tourist trap alert. Yeah, I go talk to this teenage boy who's working the pool, which we shall call it.
Pool.
I'm like, oh, so were there any, like, natural hot springs we can come look at, because we didn't want to swim that per se. And I'm like, he's like, well, you can go take a look. I'm like, is there bacteria in them or anything? He's like, no, you have to go Olympic hot springs, I guess. So yeah, we went, and I went and got you, and you parked. We went back
it.
To see three kiddie pools with tons of people in them. They were all powered by the hot springs, apparently.
It's like, okay, if you have a small college, has a really nice pool, a smaller pool.
I didn't even think the pool was that nice, to be honest. I'm not paying $10.
Let's say a really
there.
Rich city has a city pool.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kirkland City pool.
Yeah, probably.
But all the water is coming out of the hot spring. Like, there used to be a nice hot spring there with rocks, and it looked down in the water, and you could see it boiling. But now there's a geyser in the middle, like Las Vegas, where the water comes out, and there's a million fat tourists, you know, with their Disney towels hanging around.
There was a very, the resort there was
hundreds
of people cheesy.
Hanging out in the pools, which the water came out of. So, like, it's basically like pool water that smells like rotten eggs.
That was not appealing to me.
We walked right out.
I was like, even though I haven't showered yet, I will
I couldn't believe.
Skip this.
Like, I don't know, maybe it was never something to begin with. I guess there used to be two hot springs. Did you read about this?
No.
And the Indian legend...
Oh, yeah, I did read that.
The Indians, not Indians, because Indians are from India. Indians, East Indies. I don't know. There's all kinds
American
of racist
Indians,
terms.
American Indians, how about?
Native Americans, to be correct, because there's all these racist terms from the Midwest. I'm not racist. I just get confused because I hear
oh,
it so
yeah.
Much.
Okay, let's move on.
So the Native Americans from the Olympic area have this myth that there were two dragons that lived in the Olympic National Park. I can't believe I repeat
what?
This. It's so stupid.
Oh,
and they're
goodness.
Fighting with each other. And I don't know if they breathe fire, but they boil the water in two spots. It became two springs. And then they made peace and they decided that, you know, let's go in the business together. And we'll make this hot spring resort and get all the white people to come. And they'll come in there,
gosh.
And then one day we'll come and burn them with my fiery breath.
Are you serious?
No, I made up the
okay,
end.
Okay, I was going to say.
I made up the last part, but the two dragon part is part of the myth.
Okay. So.
It was serious. I couldn't believe it. It was two city pools. It was like the city pool with way too many people in there. Kind of like Caddyshack. Yeah, the Caddyshack movie?
Yes.
When there's like a billion people in the pool. That's what the hot springs is like.
And the little campsite resort, if you can call it that. It was seriously questionable.
I never went in the lodge. Did you go in the lodge?
I didn't go in the lodge, but it looked cheesy.
It was a big
tourist trap.
But I hear that the path to the Solduck Falls is not too bad.
Right. We didn't do that.
They said it was the most photographed, but that doesn't mean anything.
Really?
It was one of the most photographed places in
Solduck. Well, there's not many. Oh, I see. Probably.
Which may be okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it's nice.
Well, we went on a couple other paths.
We did.
They weren't too bad.
They were good.
I almost would like to do it, but oh well. Next lifetime.
Yeah, we got too much to do tomorrow.
Which means never.
But we did do the Old Grove.
The Ancient Grove.
Ancient Grove, it was called, I guess.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend. We almost didn't do it because
we were disgusted by the hot springs.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm like, if this is the highlight, everything else has to be worse.
I think that was the mentality.
I don't know. But
that was really cool. It was different than the rainforest. It definitely had some of that characteristic, but the trees were... They look like redwoods. I don't think they were, but...
They were some sort of coniferous tree.
Coniferous trees, and the whole ground was just like little hills with light moss.
Yeah. I like that scene.
No one else was around. It's so quiet.
It reminds me of my childhood to some extent, because... There was always the idea of the Upper Peninsula is the most beautiful place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always like pine forest. And the pines kill off everything underneath the pines. So it was kind of like you could walk through there. But it was kind of like you could walk on. It has all the... I kept wanting to say hallow ground.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a miss... I don't know. Double entendre. Is that right? Double entendre? When you have two meanings?
Double entrance?
Because like... It's like kind of hollow when you walk on it, and for like
it felt light.
It felt like you could put your foot right through it.
It did,
but also
there was
felt
like a
kind
secret
of like
world underneath.
Peaceful, you know.
Yeah, it's very
new
peaceful.
Age-ish.
Yeah,
kind of like where Moses treaded upon.
I said it was where
sandals off.
Rip Van Winkle fell asleep for 120 years because he just wanted to lay down and take a nap there.
Oh yeah,
that's what I thought. And it goes right along the edge of the river, which
is that what happened to Rip Van Winkle?
Yeah, he fell asleep for 100.
Why did he fall asleep?
I don't remember. I haven't read it forever. It's been such a long time since I've read that.
Darn nymphs. You were talking about gnomes. Gnomes are a little bit different. I think
nymphs
can
turn
into trees.
Gnomes could seriously be living there.
Yeah.
I forgot my gnome statue to bring with me.
Oh, wow.
But that was beautiful. We got a walk high above the Solduck River. A very steep pathway.
Yeah, so if you take... It's only like 0.6 miles for the
loop.
Yeah,
it seemed longer than that, but...
But if you're not real good at directions, you may be in there a little bit more than 0.6 miles.
It loops around, and I got confused.
But it's not a bad place to be lost.
True.
And eventually you're going to find your way out of there because of the way it's laid out. But it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
So, the path. What did you think of the path? Anything interesting about it?
I just love the way it felt. You could just look around and see all around and walk along the hills. See the roots on the edge of the cliff kind of hanging, dangling over the cliffside.
Yeah.
It's a little bit freaky.
The cliff had given way, but...
It's reminiscent of the Grand Canyon walking down the side of it.
I liked all the wooden paths that go over the little streams.
Oh, those were cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those.
A major feature of the Olympic National Park is the runoff of the water from the Olympic Mountains into various rivers and tributaries to the ocean. Because we featured that when we were even at Ruby Beach.
Ruby Beach had that really nice
high-speed water that flowed into the ocean, which was interesting because you thought it was like coming in from the tide, but it was actually going into the water. It's fresh water, too, when it comes off the glaciers. Whatever the frozen ice on top of the mountains is called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was pretty interesting. They had humongous coniferous trees in there. We'll talk about the Lake Crescent in a minute in the lodge.
Yep.
Well, just to give you a feeder. So would you recommend the Solduck? And if you do, where would you go?
I would do the hikes there.
Which hikes?
Well, we didn't do the one with the waterfall, but I'm sure it sounds pretty decent.
If we hadn't done all those hikes at the Ho Rainforest,
right? We did a lot the other day before.
So we were a little bit hiked out. I mean, I'm like, I didn't know how it was really going to top that.
I didn't either. Because just around the hot springs, it didn't look amazing. So I'm like, how can it get better than this?
I would probably skip the hot springs. Well, the hot springs are probably fine.
If you want to stay there. Yeah.
If you got kids and you're worried about them being burned to death by the hot springs, which I'm kind of scared about going in the hot springs. I'm afraid that it's like magma is going to boil up. Because you always hear about that in Colorado, like Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Where all the springs are. Uh-huh. Or not Colorado Springs, but wherever the hot springs are in Colorado. You always hear about people jumping in and then getting burned to death because it suddenly changed temperature.
Wow.
Because it is magma that's actually making it hot. Or lava or whatever, as far as I know. So do the Ancient Grove at least. I would recommend doing the hike to the waterfall just because I've read some good reviews about it based on the Ancient Grove. Go see the salmon hatchery and
salmon hatchery, especially if you're there in season.
Try not to be really angry at the hot springs.
Right.
I mean, well, the place did burn down, so, you know, it may have been reasonable to build it, considering it may have had a fire and destroyed it, but, oh well. I just think about all those in Yellowstone, if those are turned into hot springs, man, that'd be so sad. Oh well.
That would be sad.
So that's Solduck. And you wind out of there. I would not go just there.
No.
No.
We didn't check out the campsite there either, but
yeah, I
probably would stay here just because it's more convenient for getting to other places.
You know, they did have a lot of cabins, so you probably could stay at a cabin there if you really couldn't tolerate camping.
I mean, you really would
make a horrible mistake if you didn't camp at Lake Crescent Campground or at Ho Rainforest.
Right.
We didn't see the campground at Solduck, but who knows. So much for Solduck. The river is beautiful.
So long.
So long, Solduck. We saw a duck later. The red duck. Red-headed duck.
I did see a red-headed duck.
It was an interesting duck.
It did rain today.
It rained all day.
It rained all day.
It was never like torrential downpour.
It wasn't torrential. It was misty on and off. The clouds and the fog were rolling in and out. You know, the low-lying clouds and mist in the hills and the mountains.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it is a rainforest, so you have to put up a little bit of rain. You just have to be ready for it.
You do have to be ready for it.
If you're not psyched up for it, it might be hard.
It's not California.
It's not California.
But there is a nice lodge at Lake Crescent, from what we could tell. We stopped and had a little afternoon foray there.
Yeah.
Since we were waiting for the rain to clear.
Yeah, the lodge was really nice.
Very
especially
rustic.
If you're waiting for the rain.
Had a nice little tea room. Reminded me a little bit of Fairmont and Banff. Not at Lake Louise, but not quite as nice. But very rustic. Had some rowboats and a nice dock. You could walk and see the clear blue water.
Do you know why they call it Lake Crescent?
Because it looks you can see a crescent.
Oh, I thought it was because you could see so far down into it.
Why would that mean crescent?
Oh, right. That makes more sense.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to be funny, but it didn't make a sense.
You aren't making sense. Crazy.
Crazy.
Did you get bit by the crazy worm?
I have been camping in the rainforest. There's a lot of weird things, as you've heard last time.
Yes.
There's this laughing bird we keep hearing, but we don't know what it is.
We have not seen it. Uh-oh. We hear it everywhere we've been.
The rain's coming. Yeah. So we set up camp in the morning and then headed to Solduck and came back and went down to the lodge.
The lodge.
Which is a little bit further down the road.
There's
on the south side of the
lake. There's a pricey restaurant, which we didn't eat at. But it looked okay. I'm sure the food's decent, but you have to pay for it.
They also had a coffee bar there,
A coffee bar, so you could go get a nice latte or cappuccino and go sit out on the deck or outside in the sun chairs.
We'll probably hit up another mocha hut.
Oh, yeah.
Mocha hut.
Yeah, we're going to be in Port Angeles in 30
Espresso
minutes
hut.
Tomorrow, so.
Yeah, we'll probably do that instead.
Get Port Angeles hot mocha tomorrow
but,
before
Hurricane
Ridge.
But, if it's raining in Lake Crescent, it's a good place to go hang out. They have a bunch of, wooden lawn chairs that you can go sit in. They have a dock. If you walk out in the dock, the water is seriously the clearest water ever. There's, nothing in the water, too.
There isn't.
There's no algae, and there's no plant life.
They said there's no nitrates, which keep the algae and stuff alive, so that's why there's not much life here, although there are supposedly fish I thought I saw a few jumping, but
well, there's fishing. Sure. So there yeah, fishing. You did see some.
I saw a few jump, but I couldn't pinpoint.
Not out of
anything.
The water. They probably went up
no,
to bite.
They went up to bite something and came up back
eat
down.
A bug or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. So the lodge is interesting, and there's a little country store which we went to like 10 times.
Yeah.
But
people are nice there.
They were pretty nice.
Got all your basic camp needs.
Yeah.
And the like.
Not like the townies we experienced in other towns like Aberdeen.
No.
Did we talk about Aberdeen?
I don't think we did.
Oh, man.
These are some serious towny towns over here, if you know what I mean. Because you are 3 hours away from civilization at most of these places.
And if you grow up here and you never left, I don't know what you would think of the world.
It's very interesting. If I would have had more time, we could do some sociological studies here, but...
Before TV, it must have been a really interesting place.
Oh, yeah. Like, back in the logging days? Probably happening. Mm. I don't know. We're still logging, but... Oh, that breeze feels good off the lake right now and the fire.
Let me tell you, this is one of the most beautiful campsites ever.
It is. Somehow the timing just has worked out well. Like, the rain stopped for our campfire. Stopped and we set up our tent today.
Yeah.
Right when we needed it.
Well, I think it's because we prayed about it quite a bit. Before we came here, we prayed for good weather. And I mean, it's not superstition or from like frilly-nilly nonsense.
That's true.
So I think it really has made a big difference in our trip.
It has made a big difference.
I mean, I'm sure everybody else is praying for the same thing. And you can't always, you know. Anyways.
So
our campsite.
We're only a little ways, like quarter of a mile away from this store, which also sells the infamous sea kayaks.
Yes.
And rowboats.
For an hour, or by the hour.
And it's cheap, man. It's like half price what we paid in Seattle.
So it's $10.
$10 for an hour. Yeah.
They have the kayaks that are kind of like mixed between a canoe and a kayak.
They were easy.
You're not actually
They're called
inside.
Sea kayaks, supposedly. They're just like plastic floaty things, basically. Yeah, you're not inside of it with the foot pedals like we had last time we had a serious kayak.
Yeah, my shoes got all wet.
I was all wet. I'm not going to talk about that because it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it floated well. The boat was...
You can actually walk there from where we're camping.
The lake was so calm, though. I can't tell if the kayak was superior or if the lake was just so darn easy.
Not only is the water, like, crystal clear. They say you can see 60 feet, but I think we even saw further down 60 feet some spots. It's hard to tell because of the reflection.
It was glassy today, which is definitely true.
Yeah. Someone's marching through our campsite as we speak.
They can't walk
I don't blame them. We probably get lost all the time, too.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, if you're going to pay for a campsite and you have a tent, you're probably...
Yeah, it's communal.
I don't know.
It's communal living here. I mean, you don't expect your neighbor to come over and knife you or anything at night. All you got is plastic.
We've been wanting to see the movie City Slickers again because we actually lived in urban
life. I'm going to put that in our Netflix queue for the next movie. That'll be funny.
Because it wasn't that funny to me before, but after living downtown Chicago and experiencing that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is really crazy for us to go kayaking out on Lake Crescent.
How deep is it at the deepest?
600 feet.
600 feet.
Of the clearest water. It's like
glass. And it was freaky because you can see 60 feet down if you go along the edge.
It is scary.
And you look down and you're like, oh, that is a long way down there. Yeah. And I can see it. And that means I could go there.
And you also have to realize there's like the index of refraction of light on water. So it makes things look way deeper than it really is.
Oh, okay.
You ever stick an oar in the water and the oar looks like it bends?
Yeah, I know that.
So like the drop-off drops off fast. And you can see all the way down the drop-off. And there's humongous
trees
underwater.
Beautiful. Some of them had some growth on them still. Like
the smallest trees here
look like
are
coral
like 4 feet
cities
across.
Of trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So we're hoping to see
scary.
Some life, some fish, but I think they're hiding from us.
And
we
if you go on
them.
A nice day, even with a little bit of rain, it was really easy to kayak because
the
water
so
was
easy.
So still.
We kayaked across the middle of it, and there weren't any boats out either to tumble us around.
Compared to the kayak that we had in the Puget Sound.
Lake Union, yeah.
Well, we didn't go in the Puget Sound. We did Lake Union.
Lake Union. Lake Washington. We were in both of them a little bit.
Yeah, it was just so much easier to even to navigate. Like, it was like we didn't even have to try.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, I want a...
You want a marshmallow?
Roast a marshmallow. I'm
gonna do some marshmallows while we're going here.
Oh, don't you wish you were roasting marshmallows?
Oh, yeah.
Tracy's even going to put it on my thing.
So hot.
Oh, two marshmallows on my poker.
I'm getting two, too.
I can't believe it.
So we kayaked. We did about an hour because it started to rain hard.
I hope I don't light this on fire. I always do that.
We didn't want to...
So we hung out at the lodge for a while, which was actually not too bad. It was a nice little lodge. If you just want to sit somewhere. Oh, no.
Oh, are you done already with those?
Yeah, a little month.
This is why you have big bags of marshmallows, because they're toasted. They're toasted.
Well, they're already at fire, so at least I'll set them on fire again. You can listen.
Don't burn your microphone.
Wow. Yeah, the marshmallows are burning.
They're black.
They're turning black in about a second.
Some of these embers, you just stick it by a little bit, and it turns completely golden. It's a beautiful thing.
Burning fire now.
So, the kayaking was definitely worth it and highly recommended, right? Is there anything else you want to add about the kayaking?
It was super uber fun.
Uber fun?
Uber fun.
Oh, man. Okay, we can't podcast in roast
marshmallows. Oh, we can try again. We got a whole bag.
Okay, fine.
Take two
for both of us.
You hold my poker while I try to put my mic.
I still like Dennis the Menace where he flings a marshmallow and goes on the other guy.
That's a mess.
That was funny.
Yeah. So kayaking, like, we don't know how to kayak. We live downtown.
We know how to kayak. I've been 5 times now.
We don't know where eggs come from. They come from the grocery store where we bought them the day of, because we've never seen eggs anywhere else in my life. And what is a chicken? Well, that's what we are.
We've been to the farm.
If we can kayak, you can kayak.
Anyone can
kayak Lake Crescent. Although, the guys at the store told us.
They said, be careful. Whitecaps could come in any second if the weather changes.
Which, I think, even whitecaps are okay if you, like, point the canoe, kayak, whatever.
Why do I feel like I'm falling off this hill?
You are sliding down the hill.
Am I sliding downhill?
No, you're fine, though.
On the hill right here.
I need a fire poker back.
Yep.
We're trying to keep this moving.
Okay.
If we just
keep
need
it moving. One of us, I'll put the marshmallows on, you keep talking.
Okay. So, we're sitting at our fire, and we're looking out at the water, and the way that the clouds are, because there's always clouds in the trees, like, you have to realize these hills are more than a 45. They're like, I don't know, 60 degrees up, and the trees are just covering the hills. And the clouds are, like, some of them are below the tree line.
Yeah, below the tree line.
So, like,
sweet.
You see trees, like, floating in air as you're kayaking through the crystal clear water. It's just really amazing. Okay, let's give it another go. I'm going to keep it farther away than I think I need.
Can you talk and rotate marshmallows at the same time?
I don't know. It's just too hard.
Oh, man. I think you did get the crazy worm.
The crazy worm. Yeah. But you could see all the rocks and especially the trees in the water, because you, like, go over them. So it was really
Yeah, that
really
was pretty
scary.
Fascinating.
At one point, we cut across the Lake Crescent. It's a humongous lake, but it's kind of long, and it bends like a boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
Like a crescent.
I don't know what crescent is. Crescent.
Yeah, so we did that, and eventually we got rained off the lake because it started raining. But it was warm rain on
it
the clear
warm
water, so
I was
it really wasn't
shorts.
Bad.
It wasn't bad.
And we enjoyed it quite a bit. So now we went back to the store a couple times, we dried off, and amazingly, as soon as we started the fire, the rain stopped. It's been raining like all day. So we've just had our way with this trip. It's been perfect timing.
It's been perfect timing, yep.
I think this is a Tracy touch, actually. So now we're home at our campsite, which is two-tiered as it goes down the hill. It's really like...
Yeah, we're going to have to go down to the water again later tonight. Check
yeah,
it out again.
Fun.
Walk in it. It's warm enough. Clean my feet off.
So I think we're going to finish up our marshmallows. Is there anything else you want to tell them? Should we tell them about tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be an interesting day. We're going to be checking out Hurricane Ridge. It's supposed to be a sunny day, so we should get nice weather at the ridge. Hopefully we'll see Mount Olympus and the glaciers and mountain animals. We're going to do a hike up Hurricane Ridge to see the Strait of Juan de Fuca.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be at a mocha hut sometime tomorrow, Port Angeles.
Ooh, yeah.
Probably eat lunch or something in Port Angeles or Sequim.
Look at my marshmallows. They're getting brown.
As I learned it's called.
Sequim.
We might go to Dungeness Bay where they get Dungeness crabs from, and Sequim where they have the Squim where they have the lavender festival. Mm. Beautiful lavender fields like Provence. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh. Anyway, much
sounds
to
like
look
fun.
Forward to. We'll see you on the ferry ride tomorrow.
On the ferry. Sayonara. Peas in the podcast.
Peas in a podcast.
Out of the pod.
That's right.